The topic of the last several Raid Bites has been the laws of Yayin. Stam Yena, Yayin Nesach, Yayin Shei Yisrael, Shenagaba Oivik Echavim. This has been the Noise. First Raid Bite was an introduction to Stam Yenam Bizman Azeh and the very strange minig that seemed to have been rampant in Meren, in Moravia, where there were Yidden that were being nichshol in Stam Yenam, the Ramor or the Tshuva, it was a censor Tshuva. Went through the background through it based on Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Zayin Amudeis, Haim Soloveitchik's thesis. That was the first Raid Bite. The second Raid Bite was the Italian Jews and their wine. So what was a little bit of an issue in Moravia was a very, very big problem when it came to Italy. And we went through that Inyan a little bit. The third Raid Bite, we spoke about a Yid that's a mummer, B'chal Shabbos, B'farhesia, who we know in Hilcha Shechita, in Yerideya Simen Beis, is treated like Oivik Echavim. What about as it relates to Stam Yena? You ask the man on the street, he's going to tell you, of course it's a problem. And the truth is, Bais Yosef brings it, and the Dargei Moshen brings it, and the Nekudas HaKesef brings it. But astonishingly, the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Shach don't bring it. We'll talk a little bit about that. The fourth Raid Bite was the history of Stam Yenam, the timeline, which, again, if you ask the man on the street, he'll tell you, what do you mean? It's Yud Ches Dvarim. It's from the Talmidim of Shammai V'Hillel, and that's a pretty good answer. And I've seen that quoted everywhere. But really, when you learn through the Gemara of Yudhazara, Daf Lamed Vav, what you see is that really, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, could be it goes back to the times of Daniel, and there's a Pirkei Avot Rabbi Eliezer, and based on which Pshat in the Ramban, in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Vav, and the ways you want to work with it, could be it goes all the way back to Pinchas, and Pinchas didn't just make it Aser with a Cherim, and the Bezdin Ho'elyon, and the Bezdin Atachtin, and the Shema Mefirish, and the Ksavah, the Luchas, there's a lot happening there. But those were the Raid Bites that we've spoken to up until this point. I think as it relates to today, it's g'day to talk a little bit about, and I'm using this word very, 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 very loosely, the halacha l'maisa. And the reason I'm saying I'm using the word loosely because everything that we're doing now is very much not halacha l'maisa. But just from a more practical standpoint, understanding the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch as it relates to your practical questions of the Eini Yehudi touching your wine, opening the wine, pouring the wine, how it manifests. And again, the hakdama of the Reisha, the Mitziyasa, and the Seifa is that this is 100% not halacha l'maisa. These are very complicated halachas. Not only are these complicated halachas, this is the area of halacha where Yisrael kedoshim him, and Klal Yisrael has taken it upon themselves almost illogically and irrationally to be machmer. And it's rooted in Kabbalah and Shla Kodesh, v'chule, v'chule. So obviously, to go and to make kal of something that Klal Yisrael takes upon themselves with an incredible stringency would be something that would be a terrible, terrible thing to do. It's not what we're doing. We're going through the Inyan a little bit. We learned through the Gemaras, and we're just going to talk through a little bit Vashtein Shulchan Aruch, and I'll just speak for myself. I think what we're going to arrive at the end of this Raid Bite is actually going to be quite eye-opening. So I just want to begin with a story. This was a Maisa Shaya Kachoya B'didi Hava Uvda. I was a guest at this party. It was a Shabbos Sheva Brachis, and Baal Simcha had brought with him a very expensive bottle of wine. In fact, it was a 9-liter 2010 Napa Valley Reserve. You can look it up. This is a very, very expensive bottle of wine. And he had the wine in the kitchen, and there was a person, a member of the staff, who was a Yid, and he went and he opened up the bottle of wine. Now, the Mashkiach saw that this Yid, who was part of the kitchen staff, was smoking on Shabbos. He saw him smoking. And because he saw him smoking, and it was being done somewhat before Hesia, he held he has a din of a Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. So he went, he didn't ask any questions, he took the bottle of wine, and he poured it down the drain. And there went that very, very expensive bottle of wine. He went over to the Baal Simcha afterwards, he told him what happened, and we'll get to that part of it at the end of our story. Here's the question. Was that something that the Mashkiach had to do? Or was that not something that the Mashkiach had to do? Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia opened up the bottle of wine. He poured it down the drain. This was L'chol HaDeis, a Hefsin Merubah. And the Shaila is, was that something that had to be done? Or is that not something that had to be done? At first glance, I think if you ask the man in the street, he's going to say it's easy. I don't even know what the Shaila is. We know there's a Beis Yosef, a Darkei Moshe, a Kudas HaKesef, that quote, the Chumash HaRashba, that brought from Rabbeinu Yonah, the Chachmei Tzarfas, that said Mefurish, that a Mechal Shabbos Fahesya is Dinoi, Ka'ovik Echavim, as it relates to Yayin Esach. Yeah, we know there's a little bit of a Koich, that Teira. We spoke about that in the previous raid, but that's not the Ikar Halach. The Ikar Halach is that for sure, this is something that's an issue. If he went ahead and he opened the wine and he poured the wine, so L'chayr, what is even the Shailas? At first glance, L'chayr, what the Mashkiach did was 100% right. Stating that, I think it's kedai to go Oysa Shalom, to take a few steps back and look at the sugyas that we've been learning for the last few weeks a little bit from a halacha l'maisa perspective. So I want to go through a few Shailas here. Shaila number one. You have a bottle of wine. It's not mevushel. It's open. And an Eina Yehudi, the Goita, comes to the Shabbos table, and she wants to pick up the bottle of wine. She touches it, and she's about to pick it up. You say, no, 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 don't touch it. Don't touch it. But she touched it already, but she didn't pick it up. It's sitting right there on the table. Are you allowed to drink from that wine, or are you not allowed to drink from that wine? Lahalacha. I don't mean the shla, the chule. Lahalacha. Are you allowed to drink from that wine, not allowed to drink from that wine? Or better, what would be if she even picked it up? She even picked it up. She lifted it, and you right away, you threw something. I said, don't. She quickly put it back down. Would you be allowed to drink from that wine or not? So it's often halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Yayin Nesach, obviously. It's in Yerudei Yisim, in Kuf Chav Dalet, it's Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber says, not al goy, kli shel yayin. If a goy took a kli that has wine inside, vihigbiyoy, and lifted it, and a little bit of wine came out, even if he wasn't mishachshech, right, we know what that means, he didn't shuckle it, nesar, it's going to be osar, because any wine that came out came about as a result of the shichshech. But what would be if the guy lifted the wine and was not mishachshech the wine, and never touched the wine itself, mutter dalach is it's going to be mutter. So the Mechaber says, if a guy picks up an open bottle of wine, and didn't touch the actual wine, mutter, says the Ramah. If that's true, it goes without saying that if all the guy did was touch the bottle of wine, but never even lifted it, it's for sure going to be mutter. What's going on over here? I thought if a guy touches wine, it's a problem. Did I miss something? Sheikh Sheikh, yeah, I know that's a big deal. Hana, maybe it impacts. Guy touches wine, it's aser. What am I missing? The answer is, when we say, this might come as news, that when a guy touches wine, he makes the wine awesome. It means when he touches the wine, you physically have to touch the wine. The guy didn't touch the wine. All he did was he touched the bottle. In the Mechaber's case, he lifted it. Because if you mashachshech it, that's a whole set of problems. In the Ramos case, he didn't even lift it. But the bottom line is, if a guy touches a bottle of wine, he didn't touch the wine. He touched the bottle of wine. And merely touching the bottle of wine, that in and of itself does not make the wine awesome. This is a halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and the Ramah both agree. This is not negotiable. It's not debatable. If a person lahalach is machmer in this case, from a halachic perspective, he's a chassid shaita. Now, obviously, if he's being machmer because of Yayin Meshumer and all those in Yolim, then fakir, tovay olav bracha ben benoy shal bracha. But from a pure halachic perspective, it's not a question. It's b'teiras koshkein in the Ramah. This halacha is, without a doubt, going to be more. Next case. What will be if the goita comes to the table and there's a bottle of wine? The wine was corked. So you opened up the wine, you drank two-thirds of it, and you put the cork in, you're saving it for the next suda. And then also the goita comes and she takes the wine and she picks it up and she's bringing it into the kitchen. Are you allowed to drink from that wine? You're not allowed to drink from that wine. What's the halacha? Often halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is, again, not debatable stuff. This is in Yerudei Yisim in Kuf Chav He. The previous halacha was in Kuf Chav Dalet. This is in Kuf Chav He. It's Sif Tes. Says the Mechaber, Hevre goy noid shal yayim mimakim lamakim. If a guy carried a noid, what's a noid? So we know this from the Gemara. A noid means a leather flask that's closed. So if it's closed and the guy carried it mimakim lamakim, vo oiches pi a noid biyadoi, bein shal yayim noid mole, oi chasim, mutter da lachas is mutter. Va afal pi shal yayim misnadnit. And even if the wine is jumping all over the place, it's still mutter. She ain't derech nisuch bekach. Because ain't derech nisuch bekach. If the guy takes the wine and the wine is covered, Ein derech nisu b'kach. So it doesn't matter what the guy did with the wine. In every situation, the halach is that it's going to be mutter. The makar, by the way, is daf samach amanal pesach sevei dezar. You remember the yid was behind the guy and he was carrying the wine and it was molly, it was chas, it was open, it was closed. Rav Ashi said that if it's closed, benkachu benkach, it doesn't matter if it's ein derech nisu b'kach. And if Rav Ashi said it, it's probably the halacha. And sure enough, the mechaber paskins it. So if the wine is closed, the halach is to be mutter. And now, just to be clear, it doesn't matter if it was never open or if you opened it and now you put the cork back inside. As long as right now it's not an open bottle of wine. That was the only thing that mattered in that Gemara. As long as right now it's not an open bottle of wine, it's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch that ein derech nisuch bekach, and the halacha is you would be allowed to drink this wine. It's often halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's not even a question. Now the one caveat you'd have to be aware of, and we'll get to this later, is you just have to make sure that the guy, when you weren't looking, took the cork, removed it, and then did a little bit of a shikshach. So you have to be sensitive to that, which is a general disclaimer whenever you talk about these halachas, and that we'll get to. So just not to take this out of context, in case somebody only hears these 30 seconds of the raid bite, you have to be sensitive to that. But in terms of the guy carrying the bottle of wine with the cork inside of it, nothing happened. And as a result, this too is something that's going to be mutter lechatchil. Now this is where it gets interesting. What would be if the same Eni Yehudi, Mesharsis, would go and take the bottle of wine from the table, bring it into the kitchen, but the cork was not inside. It was uncorked. The bottle was an open bottle. What would be the halacha then? Would it be mutter then, or would it be aser then? Now, here you would think it's a little more tricky. And the reason it's a little tricky, because now you don't have the svar of ein derech nisuk b'kach. And it's very yitachin that as the guy is moving along with this bottle of wine, it was meshach sheikh a little bit, and there's always a shash, maybe she, right? Now you have to be a little bit more careful. So because now you have to be more careful, right? Maybe she put her finger in the wine. You don't know what happened. But the bottom line is, now we're ready that the bottle is open, so now there's more that you would have to be chayish for. So over here, it gets a little bit more interesting. So for this, we have to know another halacha. And this is in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, it's Sif Chav Dalet. The Mechaber says like this, Magid goy b'yayin al yidei dover achar shaloi b'kavon. Again, magid goy b'yayin, a guy who touches wine, al yidei dover achar, not making direct contact, but through a dover achar. The Mechaber's example is, I'm not going to go through the whole Mechaber, it's a long Mechaber, but his example is like if someone's holding a lulav and the lulav goes into the wine, right? Sounds familiar? So if there was magid goy b'yayin al yidei dover achar, and it happened shaloi b'kavon. That was the story where the person went up to get the lulav and on his way down, he accidentally put the lulav into the wine. So what's the halacha? I'm skipping. Mutter, afilu b'shtiyo. The halacha is it's going to be mutter. So if a guy touches wine, but this tarti l'reyesa. Number one, it's ayyadei davar achar. Number two, it's shaloi b'kavano. The halacha is it's going to be mutter b'shtiyo. Okay, sounds good. What does that have to do with us? And he says a davar nifla. He says, ubizman hazeh, nowadays, the goyim lav ovdei avodah zarah. With the goyim and not ovdei avodah zarah. Kol magon mikri shalei b'kavon. Every time a goy touches wine, it's considered shalei b'kavon. Now, first glance, you're going to say, wow, I'm taken aback by this chiddush. But it's so obvious. We knew this already. Zok the Taz, this is the Ramah l'shitasa in the first sif in Hilchas Yayin Nesach, in Kuf Chav Gimel Aleph, where the Mechaber brought the Ikar Aloch of Yayin Nesach. And what did the Ramah say? That Pizman Azeh, all the Akam and not Ovdi Avay Dezor, based on the Rivon and the Rashbam, B'shem Rashi, B'shem Chuvas Agoyim and Toysus, Avay Dezor and Zayin and Beis, that Pnei, we're not Pnei Nisach anymore. It's not something that we do, right? The flick of the wrist. This is not something that happens anymore. And it's for that reason we could treat the Goyim Pizman Azeh as what? As a Tinoik Ben Yoyme. When a Tinoik Ben Yoyme touches wine, it's Shalai B'Kavana. Atu Dozokt. So they have a din of what of a tinik ben yoyma. It's a kol magon mikri shaloi b'kavon. But lochein says the Rama, im noga b'yayin al yidei dover achar. If a guy would touch the wine today, b'zman hazeh al yidei dover achar, af al pisha yoidei ashu yayin. Even though that he knows that it's wine. V'kivei ligabar. And he had all the intention in the world. The guy chaps, it's wine. Everyone chaps everything. Mutter afilo b'shtiya, it's going to be mutter to drink. The mikri maga al yedei davar achar shaloi b'kavana. Because even if it's b'kavana, it's considered shaloi b'kavana. If it has a din of shaloi b'kavana is mutter b'shtiya. V'hu adin emnaga afilo b'yodai, says the Ramah, the same will be true even if he touches it with his hand, but loi kavana smaga, if he didn't have in mind to touch it, oi shaloi yadashu yayin. Again, these are permutations we don't have to get into right now. It's going to be mutter. And then the Ramah says, v'ein lefarsam hadavar b'fnei amaretz. We have to keep this amongst friends. V'ein lefarsam hadavar b'fnei Amaris says Ramah, but just don't let everybody know about this. The Ramah's paskining an unbelievable vart. Which again, we knew this already. And that is that Bizman Azeh, every time a guy touches wine, it's considered Shlevi Kavana. So the Ramah basically telling you that go through the Shulchan Aruch and see whenever there's a kula, because something happened Shlevi Kavana, you can apply it to this. So Magi Goy Biyayin, Al Yidei Dovaracha, Shlevi Kavana. Oh, so today, if a guy touches wine, Al Yidei Dovaracha, the halach is that it's going to be mutter. Zokt the Noida Yehuda in his Dagel Mervava, in Simen Kuf Chaf Dalin, in his Agoyis, on the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Zayin, and it's also a tshuva in Noida Yehuda, Yeridei Madur Tinyana, Simen Pei Tes. Erev Tivegin, in his Agoyis, in Shulchan Aruch says the same exact thing. Oh, and by the way, the Taz as well, in the end of Simen Kuf Chaf He, says the same thing as well. All the Gedolei HaPoskim said, if that's the case, it would come out that Bizman Hazeh, if a guy would pick up an open bottle of wine and would be meshachshich with it, dance with it, do whatever the guy wants to do with it, the halacha is he'd be allowed to drink the wine. And the reason he'd be allowed to drink the wine is because being that maga al yidei davaracha shalei b'kavanas mutter, every time you hold the wine via its bottle, it's considered maga yidei davaracha. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter what the guy did with the bottle. The halach is, it's going to be mutter. Unbelievable chiddush. Azoy zoktinay b'yehuda, azoy zakrub kiveig, and they both say that really it's a taz. Now, wait a minute, it's a taz. Why do they have to both say it's really a taz? Because the taz is tucked away. The taz is not off an art. It's in simin kuf chav hey siv cotton your days. It's really shaloi ben kaimai. And that's what Kiveig and the dog of Mervava off an art needed to tell you. By the way, you may not have seen this taz because it's somewhere else. It's mimerchik tovi lachman, mimerchik tovi yena, right? So this is coming from somewhere else. So it's for that reason I need to point out to you that you should know Siddha Azatas. But you ready for this chiddush again? If a guy touches an open bottle of wine as mishachshich the wine, it's considered maga yidei davarach shalvi kavana, because ein locha yidei davarach l'gedoyle mizu, then you're touching the bakbuk as opposed to the actual wine. And the gedoyle apoyskim all said that if that's the case, b'chahai gavna, it's going to be mutter. Now, that was like this. The reason Rav Kiveger and the dog Rav spoke this out in Simon Kuf Chav Dal Sif Yud Zayin, we just read Kuf Chav Hey Aleph. It's hard to hold. I'm sorry. We just read Kuf Chav Dalid Chav Dalid. Where they spoke it out was in Kuf Chav Dal Yud Zayin. They spoke it out 7 Sifin earlier. The reason they spoke it out 7 Sifin earlier is because if you go through the Ramah there, it looks a little bit like that's not the case. What's going on over there is the Shulchan Aruch brings a big machloikis. If a guy is Meshachshach Yayin without lifting it, so the guy did not lift the wine, but he was meshachshich the wine. Is that considered shichshich or not? It's big machloikis, rishonim, toisvesin and the sugyas, shitzarambam, big machloikis, lemaskon, it's a machloikis between the mechab and the ramah. This is how the ramah comes out lemaisa. So the ramah says like this, v'rabim cholkin loymar, many are cholik, and they hold him, shichshich begufay shel kli, b'loy hagba, loy mikri shichshich. That if someone's meshachshich without lifting it, people are mekel. V'lochein ein lahachmir b'mokim seida. So if there's a pseida, you don't have to be machmer. So today, if the guy would come while it's on the table and be meshachshich, you know, freit the noyde v'yehuda, freit Rav Kiveger, the Ramah saying that in that case where you are meshachshich shaloi b'hagba, ain lahachmer b'makom seida, the Ramah shitasei olz b'zman said this is a moot point. So why are we even talking about this? Says the noyde v'yehuda, it's pashit. You have to say that Ramah was talking about not b'zman hazeh. The Ramah was talking about back in the day. When the wife, well, you know, you have a guy who's a fire to go even over the Zara. So over there, that's where Binageya. But Enochinami, this disclaimer of the Ramah, Ubizman Azed, the goyim love over the Zara, and Komago, Mirkish, Shleib, Kavano, then this whole halacha and Sif Yud Zayin is a moot point. Because now it's Maga, Ayude, Dovarach, Shleib, Kavano, which is Sif Chav Dalin, and Sif Chav Dalin, this whole Indian is anyways mutter. Hafla. But Al Kopanim, Azoy State, the Nerd of Yehuda, Sayin is Agoyis and Dogal Mervavo, Sayin Chuvas Nadi Behuda, Azoy State in Reb Kiveger is Agoyis, and really it's a Mefurish Ataz in Kuf Chav Heis of Cotton Yud Beis, that the halach is it's going to be Mutter. Now there's one very critical caveat, and that is the Shach on that halacha in Sif Chav Dalet. The Shach says that although the Ramah said that Bizman Azeh, you could be Mekel in this inmate, but at the same time he said, I heard from all my rabbeim, that they all said you could only be soymech on this Ramah, the Mokim Seder. So if there's a Pseida, you can be soymech on this Ramah. But if there's no Pseida, you can't be soymech on this Ramah. So the Mokim Seder, you can rely on. But if there's no Pseida, not. Now to be clear, the Shach doesn't say the Mokim Hefsid Merubah. He says the Mokim Pseida. What does it mean, the Mokim Seder? So I actually had a conversation this morning with a close Yedid of mine, who's very chash of a poisek. And he told me that Pseida Pashtus means that if it happened already, and now you're going to have to pour out the wine, well, now it's Pseida. Hefsim Merubah means it has to be a dollar amount. But to the extent that it's just a Pseida, there's a Pseida, right? Hefsim Merubah, Pseida, Lechaira. There would have to be Pseida. You can't go Lechatchila and tell the Goita to go ahead and do something that you're relying on this Ramah. But the bottom line is that as long as there's a Pseida, which usually means B'diyeved, if it happened already, now it's Pseida. Because what's the alternative? Flush down the toilet? Well, that's Pseida. And as a result, Al Kopana B'makim Pseida Sadah Shach, where the Shach says that this halacha is, of course, going to be the way it is. So, again, if a guy touches the wine, that's enough in halacha. That's Kuf Chav Dalid, Yud Zayin, Kol Shkein, the Ramah says, it's going to be mutter. If the guy lifted it and just put it back down, it's also for sure going to be mutter. Even where it's open, doesn't matter. It's just maga in and of itself, it's not a problem. The guy moved it where it was corked, oh, that's the halacha in Kuf Chav Hei, Sif Tes, Rav Ashi, Ein Derech Nisuch Bekach, and in that case also, it's something that's going to be 100% mutter. If the guy moved it where it was uncorked, so now ready where Falozin Zich on a Ramah, which is a Ramah, right? It's Moshe Emes V'Sayres Emes. It's the Ramah, and it's based on the understanding of the Nadi Yehuda and Rav Kivega and the Taz, Unzer Moirei Hayra from the last several hundred years, where the Makam Seda, that's the caveat of the Shach, the halach is, this is something that's going to be mutter. Okay, so we know what the halach is. Next Shaila. What would be if the guy now goes and pours the wine? Now it's getting interesting, right? What would be if the guy pours the wine? Does that change anything? So the emphasis is like this. What is the makar to the idea that if a guy pours wine, it's a problem? It's halacha shulchan aruch. It's in simen kuf chafei esif aleph. Not a guy kli shal yayin. If a guy took a keli of wine, vehigbiyoy and lifted it, viyotzak hayayin, and poured the wine, afal pi shaloy shichshech, even if he didn't do the infamous shichshech. Nesa v'shtiyah d'aloch is the wine's going to be aser. Sharei hayayin ba mikoycha. Because the wine is coming mikoycha. And even what's left over in the bottle, Osir, gam came mishum nitzuk, that's going to be also because of the fact that it connects. This is a Gemara coming up in the next few days. We'll see more about that. But the bottom line is this is what the Mechaber says, that if a guy pours wine, it's a problem. We know this from the Gemara. It's koichai, right? It was a shayin in the Gemara. What about koich, koichai? But koichai is going to be a problem. Says the Mechaber, ve'imu shalei b'kavana. What would be if he did it, he poured the wine, but it was shalei b'kavana. Shalei yada shahu yayin. He didn't know it was wine. Hakam muta afilu b'shtiyah. The halacha is going to be muta afilu b'shtiyah. The Mechaber over here, when he brought the halacha of pouring wine, he threw in those infamous words. He said, if it's shalei b'kavana, then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter b'shtiya. Says the Shach, if that's true, that where it's shaloi b'kavona, the halacha is it's going to be mutter. So we have to now shtelzu the Ramah in kuf chav dalet, v'tzareif l'ka, where the Ramah said, u'bizman hazed goyim lav, if they have a desire, and kol ma'gon mikri shaloi b'kavona. Well, if that's the case, if a goy b'zman hazed is going to go ahead, and he is going to pour, so then the halacha is, then it's l'chayra going to be mutter. And the reason it's going to be mutter is because today it's shalei b'kavana, and the Mechaber says that if it's shalei b'kavana, it's going to be mutter, and says the Shach 100% this is the halacha. And he says, it has to be that way. He says, because in the sugyas, we're not learning the sugyas. In the sugyas, koichoi is considered less than maga al yudei davarach. That's what Shach says. And if the Ramos spoke it out, bok tzener, when he was talking about maga al yudei davarach, where if it happened, shalei b'kavano, goyim b'zman hazeh, it's mutter b'shtiyah, kal v'choymer koshkin is going to be true when it comes to koichoi. Because koichoi is less chamor, says Koichai is less chamor, says the Ramah, says the Shach, than Maga Ayudei Davaracha. And if Maga Ayudei Davaracha, it's a Mefurish Ramah with Bok Tzener, then who Adin over here when it comes to this halacha, it's going to have to be Mutter as well. But the bottom line is, Azoi Shteitin Shach. Stating that, if you take a look at the Taz, and this Taz is in Simen Kuf Chavdal Ut Chavdal, that's again, throwing out all these marmakoinis, even though it's a big mush. But this is going back to where that original Ramah was. Says the Taz, L'shoyni Azov, nearly, da'af al-pisha kosev Ramah l'hokil b'magogoy b'zman hazeh. Even though the Ramah said you can be maker when it comes to magogoy b'zman hazeh. Mikom mokim koyach agoy oise'af b'zman hazeh. But when it comes to koyach, then it's going to be aser afil b'zman hazeh. I just want to speak out the lumdus of the Taz for a minute. The Harambam kosev, because the Rambam wrote with regards to this halacha, that the halacha is, if a guy pours wine, it's awesome. Now, the Rambam, in the beginning of the 11th parak of Tuchas Machalas Asuras, he shtel davek a rule. He said, wherever I say something is aser, that means for an oyved avi dezor, it's aser ba'ana. And if someone's not an oyved avi dezor, like a Yishmaeli or a Ger Toisho, if someone's not an oyved avi dezor, then it's going to be aser b'shtiyah. Says the Taz, the Rambam said here aser. And the Rambam gave us a rule, the cheat sheet. What does aser mean? If you're an Oved Avodah Zarah, it's aser b'hana. And if you're not an Oved Avodah Zarah, it's only going to be aser b'shtiyah. Goyim b'zman hazeh can't be any better than a Ger Toishna, than a Yishmaeli, than a b'cheftza not Oved Avodah Zarah. And if even there, what's the halach? It's aser b'shtiyah. So to here, it's going to have to be aser b'shtiyah. So says the Taz, that even though the Rambam spoke out with regards to Maga al Yedei Dovaracha, that the halacha is that it's going to be mutter b'zman hazeh because it's always going to be considered shalei b'kavana. But when it comes to pouring, there it's different. And my raya is the Rambam. Because the Rambam says pouring is aser. And the Rambam told us what aser means. Aser means aser b'hana for an oyved avodah zarah. And it means aser b'shtiyah al kopanim for someone that's not an oyved avodah zarah. So how could a guy b'zman hazeh be any better than a Yishmaeli and a Ger Toshav, where the Rambam says mefurish it's aser b'shtiyah. So it says the Taz it's going to be aser b'shtiyah. Zokrab ki ve'egr in his agoyis, hu tamua. He says this whole thing. This whole Taz to me is a plia atzuma. I mamish have no avona in this Taz. He says, why? He says, because the emes is like this. Now, this is a rule. I'm just throwing it out there. This is a rule. The rule is, in the sugya of Yai Nesach, that whenever Chazal said something about an Oved Avodah Zarah, when it comes to a guy that's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, you do a Nechayz Darga. This is an idea that permeates all these halachas. So if you have a halach, whatever it is, but a gay Oved Avodah Zarah, if he does this, it's asa b'shtiv, asa ba'na. So if you're not an Oved Avodah Zarah, you're a Nechayz Darga. So that's poshet. That the reason the Rambam said that the halach is a Yishmaeli or a Ger Toish, a guy that's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, if he wants to drink from this wine, it's going to be asa b'shtiyah, it's because he held that when a guy pours wine, it's asa ba'na. And being that it's aser b'ana, when it comes to the Eino Yoyved Avodah Zarah, it's a Nechayz Darga, it's only going to be aser b'shtiyah. He said, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Reb Kideger Paskin's not that way. Shulchan Aruch Paskin's that even if a guy pours a lechatchil, it's mutter b'ana, because koichai is less than maga, and as a result, it's only going to be aser b'shtiyah. If it's only going to be aser b'shtiyah, then fakert, then the Nechayz Darga is going to be that it's going to be mutter lechatchil. So says the Reb Kideger, the Taz said from the Rambam, Habacharaya Asbos, that it's going to be aser. That fakert from the Rambam, you have a right just the opposite, because the Rambam applied the lumness of Nechayz Darga to Koichai. Lishi Tosai, we're pouring Koichai is always Asa Bahana, so the Nechayz Darga ain't everybody that's always Asa Bishtiya. But Lishi Tosai knew that a regular pouring is Asa Nor Bishtiya, then Nechayz Darga is going to be Mutal Chatchila, and says, the Rab Kiva Egev, Chen Kosov Lehedya Bishach, and it's Mefurish in the Shach. Again, it's all over the place. The Taz is in Kuf Chav Dalut Chav Dalut. The Shach is in Kuf Chav Hayalef. So they're not in the same place. But the Chen Kozel Hegi B'Shach Ubi Yosin Nir Laniyas Daiti Da'af LaHarambam Yesh LaHokel based on this far. But the bottom line is when it comes to pouring what's the halacha? According to the Shach and Reb Kiva Eger, right? Just we have to take in the names for a second. According to the Shach and Reb Kiva Eger, the halacha is it's basically Koichoi, Shaloi B'Kavana, which is like Maga, Shaloi B'Kavana, where the Ramah said that Bezman Hazeh, every time a guy touches, he's a Tinik Ben Yoimai, it's considered Shaloi B'Kavana. So it's going to be Mutter. Now the Shach gave us a huge caveat. He said it's only Mutter Makam Ev, it's a B'Dievet. It's going to be Mutter. But if the guy poured the glass of wine, then L'Chayra, B'Dievet, this is something that's going to be Mutter. Stating that Taz holds not that way. Taz holds it's going to be off. It's matmi on the Taz. So l'chayr, it's machleik yishach and Taz. I mean, that's l'chayr what comes out. So if a guy pours the wine, I mean, you would think it's the worst thing in the world. But l'chayr, according to the shach, it's mutter. According to Kedega, it's mutter. Kedega says that the Taz is tzarchin. You would think that Allah would probably be like the shach if Kedega blives tzarchin on the Taz. Right? You have to know, do we usually pass like the shach and the Taz is always chaluk yedeis. But the bottom line is, yeshayim the shach. So this zikr, a tremendous mokum lahakum over here. But Makam Hafsid, if the guy went ahead and actually poured the wine. What if the guy opened the bottle of wine? That's the guy opened it. He opened the bottle of wine. don't think that changes anything, unless he was like Lehedya Meshach Shechit. And but even if he was Meshach Shechit, it doesn't really matter because it's Magal Yedei Davar Acher. And then the Yehuda and Reb Kidei, everybody says Magal Yedei Davar Acher. It's going to be Mutter. This is a huge, huge kula. Basically, what we're saying is that, and it's a Ramah. It's a Ramah, right? This Ramah is not censored, by the way. It's a Ramah. Okay. We have to keep it amongst ourselves. It can't be mafarsim of the Fnei Amaretz. But any time today a guy touches wine, it's considered Shalei B'Kavana. So any kula that you find in Halacha by Shalei B'Kavana, you can apply it to a guy B'Zman Hazeh. So if he touches the bottle, oh, that's Magad Deidach, Davarach, Shalei B'Kavana. Magad Deidach, Shalei B'Kavana, you can be Meshach Shechit. This way you could juggle it. It doesn't matter. It's going to be Mut. If he pours it, oh, that's Koichai, Ayde Davarach. That's Machlei K'Shach and Tas. That's not as simple. But the bottom line is, you would think, you know, in a situation like this, what would come out is, it'd be shtarka makam lahakal, right? Very, very, very shtarka makam lahakal. Just to bring out the point, with one tshuva, Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, Igros Moshe, and this is in Yeridei Chelek Beis, it's Simen Nun Aleph. This is the question that was asked Rav Moshe, that there's a catering hall, they have meltzarim, right? They have waiters, and the waiters are in the Yehudim, and the hall wants to serve wine she'enem avoshal. It's a problem, right? Because the goyim are going to go, they're going to pour the wine. Obviously, you can't do that. The question is there an etzah for them to wear gloves? That's the question. Could they wear gloves? And if the waiters are going to wear gloves, right? It's always geschmack to read L'shoyni Azav Shalom Moshe. Masha shama kfoy teirosei. She'esh mokoy meshe manichem la'akim veters. V'meshtoy shal chasenus ukedoymo. La'aris yayin mitzloiches la'hakoyseis aidei shaloyv shabat yedayim shakoyrim gloves. And the question is, the glove would make a negiya al yedei davar achar. And if it makes a negiya al yedei davar achar, so then you could be meko based on the Ramah b'zman hazeh. This is what the Shoyl asked Rav Moshe. So the first thing Rav Moshe said is, gloves is not davar achar. Gloves, if you want to view it from a halachic perspective, would fall into the category of chatzitza. It's a chatzitza because my hand is not touching the bottle. But that's not dover racha. Dover racha means I'm not making direct contact. He says gloves doesn't make it dover racha. That's chatzitza. And he says you don't find anywhere in Hilchos Yayinesach that chatzitza makes a difference. He said I never found that halacha. With all the halachas in Hilchos Yayinesach, right, 600 times Shulchan Aruch. There's no such halacha, right? We could take that to the bank. So says Rav Moshe, I don't know anywhere where there's such an idea of a chatzitza and gloves is chatzitza. So tishtel to gloves to dover racha, no shaykhis. But then he says like this, ach, l'maydi isa b'roish simen kuf chaf hei, read every word here. Ba'akum she'gbi'a klish ha'yayin, v'yotze ha'yayin, shehu, she'ira misham, she'ose b'shtiyah. The Mechaba says that if a guy pours the wine, asa b'shti. V'imu shalei b'kavona, mutter. Shalachein isa b'shach sham sivkan beiz. And the shach over there is writing sivkan beiz. The bezman hazeh, shari, afilu shalei b'makam hefsin meruba. Even if you don't have hefsin meruba. Even if you have a little bit of a hefsin. Laha Ramah, according to the Ramah, the machshiv negiyah bezman hazeh, who considers negiyah bezman hazeh, kishalei b'kavona, le'inyin negiyah yidei davaracha. The kol shekein b'koichai, the shach said ayin sham. Well, if that's the case, says Rav Moshe, yesh mokum lahater af b'loy bote yodayim. Then there'd be mokum be'etzim to be matter even without gloves. I mean, you're using gloves for what? To turn this into a negiya yodei davaracha? It's anyways a negiya yodei davaracha. The bottle makes it a negiya yodei davaracha. Learn all the poskim. The bottle make this into a negiya yodei davaracha. So for sure, that's not the problem. The gloves is nothing. It's the bottle that's a yodei davaracha. Aval ho'isa b'shach simen kuf chavdal sivkon aleph. But number one, the shach already wrote in kuf chavdal that I was flawless. Not sivkon aleph. Sivkon ayin aleph. Shadavke b'mokum hefzi yedrus mechazay. You could only be samech on this b'mokum hefzi. Vim kein shayach zed. This is something you'd be able to invoke rakisha ira derech mikra. If it happened derech mikra, shenasaze, where it happened already, vika hefse kishenaser. And now, if you're going to say everyone has to pour out their wine, there's going to be a hefse. Avol lechatchilo lo yishayich lahater. Lechatchilo, you can't va'afla ramaso lechatchilo, because the shach already said it's only mutabim mokam hefse. Mokam hefse means he did it already. It's after the fact. But to go lechatchilo and do it, that's not something that's going to be okay. And then he said, besides, over here would be also, I think, even with the Yevet. Because you need some level of hashkacha, right? You can't just assume that the guy is doing everything that. Right, he's not touching, he's not this, he's not that. You have to make sure. So you have to have some level of hashkacha. What's the hashkacha? So you're a gadol emad al gabav, you're a nichnas v'yoytze, right? It's a whole other component to this. You don't go away for too long a period of time, like regular mashkiach type stuff. There has to be, I mean, the guy has to know that he's not allowed to touch the wine, and you have to be a nichnas v'yoytze, and you don't go away for a month. Right, so as long as, I mean, less than that. So as long as there's some level of mirsis, so that would be enough. He said, but you're at a chasen, everyone's busy partying, and no one's paying attention to the waiters, if he's being mishachshe, if he's not being mishachshe, if he's touching it with his, and as a result, this is anyways going to be an issue. But Rav Moshe invoked the shach. That's what I'm taking out of this. Rav Moshe invoked the shach. It's a true of Gris Moshe. He said, you want to know b'di'evet? Again, I don't know if there's a true Gris Moshe. Rav Moshe was asked this shayla mamish, can I be soimich on the shach? But here, it's mavorish, right? He wasn't asked it, but he said it. Terim yikravaniyen. It's a mafurish Rav Moshe. This is something that he laid out. But the bottom line is, let's make a little bit of a sikkum of what we have here. I think going into the sugya, we thought that if a goy looks at our wine in the wrong way, we're dead. And the truth is, yesh dvar megav. Yesh dvar megav. Yesh dvar megav, it's based on a shlach kodesh, based on Teres HaSoy, the Sefer, that was written by the great Mekubar, Nassan Shapiro, Yayin HaMashomer, which quotes Zayir after Zayir. It talks about the Chaymer of Yayin Nesach. Rabbi always talk about in the Rabbanans, is a Tam Nigla, Tam Nister. Here the Tam Nister is... It's more prevalent than it ordinarily is. So avada, there's no question that there's that whole dimension. But from a pure halachic perspective, let's see what we have. If a guy touches the bottle, it's open. He touched it. It's nothing. It's mutal lechatchila. There's no shaila in the world. Lifts it and puts it back down. It's mutal lechatchila. The guy takes it, moves it, dances with his mashachshekli, but it's covered in derech nisach bekach. It's cork. Not pshat, it wasn't. If it was never open, then we're not even having this conversation. It was open and the cork is inside it right now. Afilu hachi dalach is, there's no question it's going to be mutter. What if the guy walked with it, moved it, and it was open? So you have the Ramah. It's considered maga, al yidei davarach, shalbi kavana. If the guy was mashachshach, dalach is, as long as it's b'makom hafsid, which b'di'evit usually would get you, if it happened, it happened already. You don't ask the guy to do it. That's awesome. Gone. But if it happened already, so now it's b'di'evit l'chayra, you could be seimach, and there's makom to be meikel, without a question. You're being seimach on a Ramah, on a shach, right? That's what you're being seimach on. And Reb Kiveng and Dagam Ravav, Neidib Yehuda, so l'chayra, yeshal milismach. If the guy went ahead and poured it, so this is a drop trick. Here is a machloek between the tachs and the shach. But again, there's makom lahakom and makom hefsid based on a shach and Reb Kiveg. Reb Moshe brings it in the tshuva. He invoked it. I mean, he didn't use it lamaisa, but he certainly invoked it. Michla lavat hashemeya hein. Reb Moshe was willing to hear the shach. Obviously, he quoted it. So he didn't say that shach is not negay because the tach says not that way. He heard the shach. So there's, without a question, again, we're trying to focus on the koich d'etera. There's no shaila in the world that there is a shach. Again, there's a lot more cases, but this is just like a little bit of a smorgasbord, pun intended, of halachis as relates to this. Let's go back to our story. It was a Shabbos Sheva Brachis, an expensive bottle of wine. It was opened up by a yid that was being b'chal Shabbos b'far Hesya. And the Mashkiach saw it, and he said, there's no way in the world that we can serve this wine. He went ahead and he poured the wine out. Was that so pashat what the Mashkiach did? I don't think it was so pashat at all. Of course it wasn't so pashat. Loimi boy, if a guy would have done it, it's not so pashit that it would have been a problem. And the reason it's not so pashit would have been a problem is because of the fact that we have a Ramah to be Saimuchan. And b'makom hefsid, you can be Saimuchan the Ramah. Kal v'chaymer, when you're dealing with 2010 Napa Valley Reserve, this is hefsid merubah, l'chala deis. No question in the world. So based on that, it's hefsid merubah. And if it's hefsid merubah, you can be make. But it's even more than that. The reason it's even more than that is because here we're not even dealing with a guy. You're dealing with a Mechal Shabbos b'far Hesya. And that's clear in the sugyas, that a Mechal Shabbos b'far Hesya, to treat him like a guy, is not poshut at all. Because for that, we have all the tshuvas that were written by the G'dayli Yisrael, starting from the Aruch Laner, to Rabbi Yehuda Asad, to Rabbi Shalom Archa Shvadron, and the Marsham, and Rabbi Avad Yosef's tshuva that we spoke out. And we have all the Heterim and the Kuls of the Yisrael. Rabbi Moshe, who said that it doesn't even sound like that it was brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it was more up some minik. Again, not to be soymich on lechatchilo, but that you want to know, b'mokim hefsid, merubah, where you anyways have this Ramah to be soymich on. So there's no question in the world that be'etzim, you would have thought that this is something that you should be makel. Again, there's makom lahakel. Stating that, this is not shkirtes. So when I was talking to my friend, the Paisik, this morning, I asked him, what would he have said in a situation like this? So he said, the emes is like this. The emes is, this is a little tricky. And the reason it's a little bit tricky is, number one, this was the first thing he said, this is why you have to be a Paisik. He said, how do you know there were no svardim in the audience that are not saying mechan the Ramah? This only works if you follow the Ramah. If you're a Beis Yosef, you're out of business. You can't use this. The whole cool is the Ramah. Based on the Mechaber, it's over. So he says, how do you know? You're going to go ahead and you're going to pour it? You're pouring it to someone. That goes based on the Mechaber. It doesn't go based on the Ramah. So if it doesn't go based on the Ramah, you know every person in the audience is a Ramah Yid. So based on that, that in of itself is a problem. He said, not just that, there's a sensitivity over it. There's a sensitivity. You're doing, you're serving it to a rabbi. Maybe I, as a yachid, don't want to be samech on this. Could I be? Yeah, it could be. And by the way, it's not my hefsim meruba, it's the Baal Simcha's hefsim meruba, right? It's great you have some meruba too, it's good wine, but it's not really your hefsim meruba. So if it's not your hefsim meruba, so mechatesi, maybe I don't want to be samech on it. And if I don't want to be samech on it, you have no right. And befrau, when it comes to yayin, we yidin are so nachmer, we yisro kedoshim that if a guy looks at the wine, you're not going to drink the wine. For you to go ahead and give it to someone, it's a bechina of being safilei, mili de asura. Could be you're giving him mamish machalos asuros. Get clappy him. And if this is a sensitivity that he has, it's not something that he would want to eat or want to drink, then you have no right to go ahead and do it. And the frat, whenever you're dealing with a rabbin, a milsa de tamil, a rabbin, not everyone knows the Ramaz and the Shachs, not everyone has all these marmakaimas. So you always have to be hypersensitive to this. Now, not everyone saw what happened. So again, you have to then, he started giving me all the cheshbonis, and I realized, well, he's a paisik and we do raid bites. But the bottom line is a lot easier to do raid bites. But either way, this is just raid. We're just having a little bit of fun. We're just going through the Indian a little bit. I just want to tell you the end of that story. The end of that story is the Baal Simcha, who's a tremendous mensch, told the Mashgiach it's fine, and he even went over to this Yid who did what he did, and he approached him and he told him, I want you to know that, you know, this wine was poured out, and I want you to know, you know, Be'erich, what a bottle like of wine like this costs. But at the same time, listen, you were doing your job and I appreciate it. And I just want you to know that yeah, it's fine, it's perfect, there's no tightness, but, you know, just pay the favor forward, that at some point in life, if someone's accidentally gonna, you know, be mazik you a little bit, but he had the right intentions, just remember, someone did you a solid, and pay it forward, do the same thing to him. The postscript to this story is that this person that was working in the kitchen met my friend about a year or two later, and he told him, I want you to know, I was so moved by the way you reacted to that story, that cigarette that I took on that Shabbos was the last time I was Mechal Shabbos. I have not kept the Shabbos since then. It made such a reshem on me. So the story has a very, very happy ending. But either way, again, this is all raid. Tein l'chacham v'yech gemoyd, and we are going to stop here.